Joining us in studio are members of the Knights of Columbus, the Father Reagan Council of Avon Lake. We have with us the Grand Knight, Jim Brady. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, Bruce.
And also with us, the guy who always sets this up. In fact, I was going to call Fred ahead of time. Fred Metz, good morning.
Good morning to you, Bruce.
So are you circus all the time, it seems?
Well, this is one of the activities I really enjoy participating in with the Knights. There's many activities possible, but I like this one a whole heck of a lot.
And this is the Kelly Miller Circus, the America's One Ring. Oh, man, as a radio guy, I hate saying this. America's One Ring Wonder. A little tongue twister here for a Tuesday morning, but this is an event that you've had. Inviting the circus.
This is our seventh year of the circus being in the Avon Lake area. We've had it a couple of years over at our hall. We had a couple of years over downtown Avon. We're going to be over at that Sheffield Center.
The Shoreway Shopping Center.
The Shoreway Shopping Center. Thank you very much. But this will be our third year being at the Shoreway Shopping Center.
Nice, good lake location, plenty of property, or as well as...
There's plenty of parking. That is one of the great advantages of holding that event in that location.
And it's free.
Well, the event is... The place is...
The parking is
parking
free.
Right. Wait a minute.
The circus is not.
There's a fee for the circus. How much are tickets for the event?
They're $12 for... $12 for adults and $6 for children if you buy them before the day of the show. And it's a huge savings because really it's another $4 on top of that for the day of. It's $16 for adults and $8 for children. Or you can even go online at KellyMiller.com or KellyMillerCircus.com and buy your tickets through your credit card. And that way you'll have a ticket on your cell phone and show that the day of the show, which is very convenient, it seems to be today, the way everybody seems to be doing it now.
Right. It's always fun. I know when people bring their cell phones too, because they have a lot of pictures. There's a lot of great photo opportunities for people to come out, not only during the circus, but they have things sort of set up ahead of time, right?
They have a game area where there's all kinds of chances. They have animals that you can ride on. They have ponies. Last time I was there, they had a camel that you could ride on. Mm-hmm. One of the things that Grand Knight Jim told me about was the fact that there are going to be two elephants.
Correct. They are from Ringling Brothers Circus that they're traveling with this small group. That probably one of the few times we be up close and that near an elephant that you'll be able to see it.
Again, the Kelly Miller Circus is coming to the Sheffield Lake area, the Shoreway Shopping Center, the Knights of Columbus, the Father Reagan Council here in Avon Lake, bringing it once again. And this is coming up on Saturday, August 5th, and two shows, right?
There are two shows.
2 o'clock and at 5 o'clock.
And this gives the people chances to come, kids in the afternoon, sometimes date night in the later in the evening.
Well, tell them about setting up the tents.
If you're there early in the morning, I would imagine probably about 7, 8 o'clock in the morning is when the circus comes in from another community over on the east side of Cleveland. They'll be coming in. They set the giant tent up. It's a phenomenal something to see how fast this place is, well-oiled machine, how they can put it together. They unload a lot of the animals. They take them over to a grassy area. So if you wanted to get pictures, you can go there and have pictures taken with the elephants or the other animals. It's one of the few rare opportunities in our summers that we have this. Hopefully that people that used to see circuses, you might want to still pass that legacy on to your children. And hopefully you can show up and enjoy this rare opportunity that passes through the area.
And the fact that this is one ring, you're kind of up, as they say, no bad seat in the houses.
It's one giant tent. It seats about 1,000 people. Right. And it's not, I'm going to say, sold out. But the thing is, we try to get as many people in as we can. There is select seating. So if you wanted to upgrade your seating and actually be right on top of the action, you can do that also. Now, we do have somebody coming in from, didn't you say Sheffield Lake, who is going to be riding on one of the elephants at the intermission?
Well, it's a secret at the moment, but it's somebody that's connected with Sheffield. I didn't realize that there's two fanatics that people really enjoy elephants. They collect the stuffed animals and the figurines, and I picked them out to take my place as a Grand Knight while I talk to the audience. I'm going to have them ride this elephant. So there's two lucky ladies that are out there, and I have to be quiet because it's a surprise, and I hope that they're totally flabbergasted by the time they get there to show up.
Right. When they suddenly stand in line and they're realizing, am I standing in line for this? Maybe that's what the one they'll understand. You mentioned as being the grand knight. We're talking to Jim Brady, grand knight for the Father Reagan Council of the Knights of Columbus. Also, Fred Metz joining us. What is your responsibility as a grand knight, and what takes place with the folks of the Knights of Columbus on off times, outside of the circus activity here?
We do an awful lot. We're the largest Catholic men's organization in the world. We do tremendous amount of work for charity, for handicapped, for all kinds of stuff in the area here. We deal with a lot of senior centers, community meals, dinners at Thanksgiving. We do coats for kids. We do Murray Ridge. We do Family Home, Blessing House, Our Lady of the Wayside. There are just so many different groups nationally, also to the Special Olympics. We are a very active council in Northern Ohio, and I take great pride in leading our members, about 330 members that we have in our group, which there's also an Isabella side, that's the women's side of our group too, that help us put on some of these events.
Now, when you mention all these organizations that you support, is this with sort of money donations, or is this sort of manpower that you provide? Or
it's a combination of a lot of different activities that we actually have people come and help. We're going to be over at St. Mary's for their Oktoberfest to sell tickets for the circus. It's their church community that's going on the end of the month, the 30th, I think it is, at St. Mary's in their schoolyard. All the ethnic foods that you love, the corn and the kielbasa and all that kind of stuff. And we'll be there to help them up, set up, and then tear down also. So manpower is something we really want to show that we are active. We're not the guys who wear the funny feathers and the giant swords. That's fourth degree, which it is part, but it's an honor society from our group. It's a very select group of guys that show up for confirmations and things like that that people recognize us. It's really the guys are on, we're the boots on the ground guys that we're out there helping the community in any way we possibly can, that if people like to help support our activities, we hope that they'll be able to come to the circus and enjoy this. It's just one of our outreach community groups that we like to do.
If someone wants to become maybe a member, how do they go about that, or how do they find out about your meetings or do something in that regard too?
Well, you can go to our website, frreagan.com, fatherreagan.com, and there's many different links on that website that'll tell you everything about the Knights of Columbus. It'll tell you how to become a member. There's a Form 100 that you need to fill out. You do need to be a practicing Catholic. You do need to be a male. And you do need to, be at least 18 years old.
Okay.
So there's three things that you have to, do in order to qualify.
Okay.
And Jim and I have both qualified.
Okay. Well, yeah. Many times over, I suppose, as well. Let's get back a little bit to the Kelly Miller Circus, the One Ring Wonder that's coming to the Shoreway Shopping Center in Sheffield Lake on August 5th. That's a Saturday. There's a 2 o'clock and a 5 o'clock performance, but you're encouraged to come there earlier, maybe at the time when they're setting up earlier in the day with getting the tent and everyone. It's amazing that you're thinking, okay, there's 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock. If you had a 2 o'clock and a 5 o'clock show, wouldn't you think you would have everything ready the day before? But these guys come into town because they're doing this. They're traveling. If you look at their site, they're somewhere in Ohio or Pennsylvania maybe the day before, or maybe somewhere further. And they come with, a big...
From day to day, they just travel from city to city, and they have, a slew of semi-trucks that are just carrying all the equipment, the animals, the rides, the games that they have. Everything is there. And they come in, they rest the night before, and that morning... They're setting up.
It's showtime, right?
And by the time that the last show is over, they're tearing down, and they're ready to move on to the next
now,
city.
Now, the fact, I've been to the circus, and one I always like that's very interesting, and I enjoy all the different performances, but what's fun to see sometimes is you're thinking, okay, there's this couple or the young lady's doing a balancing act or a high wire, and the next thing you know, you see them over here either helping out with concessions or doing something else. So if they're not performing, they're behind the scenes or they're getting the animals in and out. And there's live music that goes along with this, too.
Have a band. There's a lot of, dual activities because it's a very, select group of people that are working for this circus.
Right.
It's not millions of people working the Barnum & Bailey Circus.
Yeah, you can sometimes, obviously, if people understand circus families, literally a lot of families, generations, people have this skill. Because some of these things you're thinking, where did they learn how to do that? That's kind of, right? I don't remember that signing up for that class at school at any particular time. Or the clown, maybe the clown, the clown part I can understand a little bit.
Well,
about
there's
that.
A clown college, so
yeah, that's true. So, Fred, have you ever get a chance to maybe mingle or meet some of these people at all? Or
there was one year I was the grand knight, and after I had helped everybody get their cars parked and get into the tent and started watching the show, they says, "Well, why don't you go back there and meet with some of the performers?" So I went back. They were eating their lunch or their dinner, whatever you wanted to call it. Right. And I just sat down there and was talking to them. Normal people, let's face it, everybody is a normal person.
Well, yeah, right.
But I'm telling you, these people can tell you stories about what they've done and what they've seen that I wish in my lifetime I'd been able to do all of that.
Right.
Does that mean you want to run away and join the circus, Fred?
Maybe a long time ago.
Oh, that's you.
But Bruce, we have something here for you. We have four packs of tickets that you can give away either this week or next week for any callers who might want to answer a question.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, there's two adult tickets. There's two child tickets. That's $36 worth of tickets that you can win to the Kelly Miller Circus.
I think that's great. We appreciate you giving that to us. And again, the Kelly Miller Circus is coming up on Saturday, August 5th at the Sheffield Lake Shoreway Shopping Center. You can show times at 2 and at 5. And again, you can also go to kellymillercircus.com to find out about tickets online. Or you have locations locally. People can stop by and pick up tickets, right?
Yes, we do.
I'm looking here at Apples Market in Sheffield Lake, also Driftwood Cafe, those both near the Shoreway Shopping Center as well. Joe Ferment Chevrolet in Avon, the Buy-Ride Express in Sheffield Lake. I have to stop at Fennec's. I haven't been there this season yet. They're frozen custard on Avon Lake, and also the one-stop beverage in Avon, Papacito's and beer in Lorraine, and also online again, kellymillercircus.com. Or if they run into any of you, I'm sure you probably have you carry tickets
there
with you.
There are many of our members that do have the tickets.
Yes, they are. Yeah. Definitely. We'll be selling tickets as where anybody wants them. They can give us a call or contact us through the website on the Father Reagan Council. We'll deal with you that way. We direct you to one of these places here or to www.kellymiller.com. That's one of the best places
Kelly
that we
Miller
can send you to. Kelly Miller.
KellyMillerCircus.com. And again, the tickets are $12 for adults, children $6. And on the day, it's a $16 adult and $8 ticket. So it's best to plan ahead and spend part of your August 5th at the Sheffield Lake Shoreway Shopping Center, enjoying the Kelly Miller Circus. Again, 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock, the shows. Our guests this morning, Jim Brady and also Fred Metz with the Father Reagan Council of the Knights of Columbus.
Bruce, thanks a lot for allowing us to be here today.
And thanks for wearing the big red nose today, Fred.
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.